This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Former Republican Senator Cory Gardner isn't saying goodbye to politics, at least not the fundraising part of it. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports he's the chairman of a new super PAC called the National Victory Action Fund.
The group's website says it will solicit donations directly into candidates' own campaign accounts without coordinating with the campaigns or party committees. A super PAC can raise unlimited contributions from individuals, corporations, unions, and other PACs. In announcing the group's formation, Gardner used his 2020 loss as an example, saying his race was saturated by outside funding from the left. Getting resources to campaigns is vital if we want to prevent this from happening to other candidates, Gardner said. However, campaign records show more outside money actually went to attack ads against his opponent. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The first week of February was the country's deadliest for avalanches in more than a century. 15 people died between January 30th and February 6th. That's the highest death toll for 1 week since 1910, when a massive avalanche killed 96 in Washington. Four of last week's fatalities happened in Colorado, and state officials warn the season is especially dangerous. Weather conditions are making it easy for avalanches to start, and more people are in the backcountry because of the pandemic. Denver is at 27 degrees, it's 35 in Vail, 50 degrees, it's overcast in Grand Junction. This is CPR and KRCC.